Well, following the fall of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad, more evidence of his crimes against humanity are being revealed. Something that should be prompting anyone with a moral conscience to be asking, why didn't we do more? Well, the international media, human rights groups, and the UN were busy criticizing Israel in the Gaza war. Ongoing crimes against humanity were ignored, because after all, no Jews, no news. Since 2011, more than 6 million Syrians have been displaced and over 580,000 have been slaughtered as a result of the Syrian civil war. Among those over 4,000 killed were Palestinians from Yarmouk refugee camp, which was attacked by Assad, forcing the displacement of 100,000 more. Where was the emergency UN session on the status of these Palestinians? Where were the campus encampments? Where was the 24/7 coverage of these crimes against refugees? Where were the marches against the mass slaughter of Arabs, or do those Arabs not matter? Assad violated all norms of international law by using chemical weapons repeatedly on his own people. Mustard agent, chlorine gas, and sarin gas were all used against civilians. The regime operated more than 100 known detention centers, holding hundreds of thousands of prisoners in dungeons where they were savagely tortured. Sadnaya Prison, which held 100 to 200,000 prisoners, was known as a slaughterhouse for mass executions and torture, including electrocution, whipping, rape, mutilation, and sleep deprivation. Women who were raped were forced to give birth and raise children in their prison cells, children who had never seen the light of day until a few weeks ago. Until today, countless Syrians are missing and mass graves are being uncovered, including graves of more than 100,000 people. Well, the UN has been aware of these crimes against humanity for years, including the use of chemical weapons. In 2022, the UN Human Rights Council held a session where a majority of the countries praised Assad's human rights record. From 2015 to 2022, the UN General Assembly passed 125 condemnations of Israel, but only 9 against Syria. And just days before the fall of Assad, the UN demanded Israel give the Golan Heights to Assad. While Assad was torturing and raping Syrians, his regime literally held a post inside the UN responsible for upholding human rights. But what about the media and human rights groups? Well, Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International both addressed the situation in Syria early in the civil war. They've perverted their mission, pouring untold amounts of money into campaigns to label Israel an apartheid state, and more recently, to accuse Israel of genocide in the Gaza war. In fact, they've even invented their own definition of genocide for the sole purpose of smearing Israel. The media has fared no better. There was relative silence on Assad's crimes against humanity when compared to the Gaza war coverage, despite the fact thousands of Arabs were simultaneously rotting in Assad's prisons. The media and UN are quick to scrutinize and criticize Israel's every move. Yet Assad was given free rein to rape, slaughter, and torture Arabs in the Middle East without any accountability. If you were silent on Assad's slaughter and torture of Arabs that took place throughout his rule, but you're outraged by Israel's legal war in Gaza conducted in accordance with international law, you are not pro-Palestinian or anti-war. You're simply a racist hypocrite.